Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We got a good show for you today. I saw a story talking about who can possibly win the next Triple Crown. We also have arbitration eligible players for the Astros. I'll let you know whether or not they agreed to contracts and what all this means. Also, Fan Fest is coming up. We got the Game Times, Alex Bregman ready for 2024. And also, we have a special guest scheduled for Monday, the holiday that everyone should have off. At least I know I do. All right, so let's get to the first topic. I saw a story on Major League Baseball. I always say that. I don't know why. MLB.com. The author of the story is Brian Murphy. Can't say that I know him or am I familiar with his work. He has a list of potential candidates that could be the next Triple Crown winner. He has favorites, he has contenders, and he has dark horses. So as always, when I see a story like this, I'm like, let's see what kind of, you know, if any Astros are on this list. I always want to see what Astros are on this list. So I looked, and now I'm going to share with you what I saw today. So let's start with the favorites. Shocker, a couple of them are from the Yankees. Juan Soto is one of the first guys that is a favorite. He has a career high, 110 RBIs. A career high of 35 home runs, okay? No winner of the Triple Crown has had less than 114 RBIs. His career high is 110. Every home run leader since 1993 has had at least 36 home runs. His career high is 35. So he is going to have to reach career highs in all the categories to win this. The reason that he is a favorite, or one of the favorites, is he's playing in his age 25 season. He's in his prime. He's primed. He's going to be with the Yankees now. More opportunities to do better. Better lineup, better team, better stadium for him, I guess. Number two, we're going to stick with the Yankees here, folks. Aaron Judge. So in 2022, Aaron Judge got awfully close to this. He led the league in home runs and RBIs. And he lost the batting title by 5 percentage points. He has the power advantage. This is Brian Murphy's opinion. He has the power advantage, but he needs his contact rate to be above 70%. So if you have someone like Aaron Judge that has almost done that already, but he didn't get close last year, they're saying he has the skills to do it. And now he may have a better team around him. The Yankees are spending money. They got Juan Soto. I believe they got Marcus Stroman the other day too. So they got a better team. They're good to go. Maybe he's going to do better. The third favorite, and these are not in any order. They're just written in order. He does not say one has a more advantage over another. Shohei Ohtani from the LA Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani has never in his career, it's not very long in Major League Baseball, but he has never even driven in 100 runs. And what I said earlier, no winner has ever had less than 114. But since joining the Dodgers, it will increase his chances for RBIs. He was playing with the Angels, not a whole lot of RBIs. And another thing they pointed out is most of the people that win the Triple Crown, they bat third or fourth. And Shohei Ohtani bats second. So I don't know where they're going to put him in the order. They're probably going to put him second. But if you put him further down, he's got more opportunity for RBIs. All right, this is the moment you've been waiting for, because like I said, I always check these stories to see if there's an asterisk. Another favorite, Yordan Alvarez. He has all the makings of a Triple Crown candidate. 37 homers in 2022. Last year, he had 31 homers, but he only played 114 games. His batting average is always near 300, so he always has a chance with that. He has power, batting average, and a nice scoring lineup to get RBIs. So out of all of these, not trying to be biased, but it looks like Yordan Alvarez is built to be a Triple Crown winner. The thing for him, I would say, is he needs to stay healthy. They also list contenders on this. Freddie Freeman. I don't have any stories or stats behind these, but Freddie Freeman, contender. Corey Seager, Vlad Guerrero, and Bryce Harper. Those are contenders. Dark horses. Acuna, Betts, Tatis, Julio Rodriguez, Mike Trout. I would think Mike Trout would be a favorite, but maybe he doesn't have anybody to drive in. And then Paul Goldschmidt. Those are your possible next players to get a Triple Crown. Pretty tough. You got a lead. I think there's a – I want to say that there may be an American, I think there's an American in the National League Triple Crown winner. I don't know if you have to lead the entire league, but maybe you do. Maybe I should have Googled this before I talked about it. All right. Now, the Astros. It was arbitration time. The Astros reached an agreement with six of the players. Six out of seven. The only one they didn't reach a deal with is Mauricio Dubon. I don't have the numbers. No one has posted those numbers yet. So I don't know how different, how far apart they are. So if you're not familiar with arbitration, it is players that have three or more seasons or less than six. So if you just come into Major League Baseball, the first three full seasons, I got to put a note on that, you know, you're getting minimum wage. That's why you look on the payroll and you see people like Chaz McCormick, Luis Garcia, and Framber and all these people getting like $700,000 because they haven't reached arbitration. And once you reach that, then you can tell your team, this is what I think I'm worth. And they say, well, I think this is what you're worth. And you either agree or you go to arbitration. You either go to trial arbitration. All right, so let's start with this. Brian Abreu, Luis Garcia, and Chaz, this is their first time going through arbitration, which means they're going to be here this year and two more years. So more of these guys. Brian Abreu got $1.75 million. Luis Garcia got $1.85 million. And Chaz McCormick got paid $2.85 million. Now, these players are in their second year of arbitration, which means they have this year and next year, and then they could be gone unless they get extended. Kyle Tucker, $12 million. Last year, this is a good example, he made $5 million. And Kyle Tucker and the Astros They were off $500,000. I think he wanted 50, like 5.5, and they wanted to give him 5, and the Astros won. The judge or whoever it is, they decide, well, I think the Astros are right, so you're going to get 5, not the 5.5 that you want. But if you're looking at that, like Kyle Tucker is someone that I would like to see, and you would like to see, and all Astro fans would like to see extended in the future. So that wasn't a good look for the Astros last year. So luckily they agreed this year on $12 million. Urquidy, he made $3.5 million last year, and this year he makes $3.7 million. Framber Valdez, 12.1. I wonder if he just wanted just a little bit more than Tucker for some reason. So we have Framber and Tucker for the next 2 years, and then we'll see what happens with them. So sometimes I say on here that the Astros are over the threshold, or they're close to it, but I saw the numbers, and they are $675,000 away. And that is with Dubon getting an estimated 3.1. So in order for the Astros to sign anybody, and I think that's why they keep giving, they're trying to find a diamond in the rough by signing all these guys to minor league contracts, because that's all the money they have left. They don't have money to pay anybody unless they want to pay luxury tax. So that's it. That's good news.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I don't know if you saw this, but FanFest is coming. I've never been. I live in San Antonio, but I've always wanted to go. Saturday, January the 20th. That is coming up pretty soon. Pretty soon, folks. 11 to 4. You go on astros.com and you have to get a voucher. So like go on there like you're buying a ticket and it costs $1. But sometimes some people buy more than one ticket and they end up having some before FanFest. Another thing that they announced, you know, when they first announced the schedule, they just show you who they're playing, when they're playing, but now they have the times. So if you want to figure out your plans for the first month of the year or whatever, the times are now on the schedule. So you can find them at astros.com or wherever you get your schedules. All right, let's go to the next one. Alex Bregman is ready for 2024. This is the final year of his 5-year, $100 million contract. He will be age 30. The Astros extended his contract while he was still in his arbitration years. And this is an amazing stat. I knew it was high. I just didn't know it was this high. Alex Bregman played in 161 of 162 regular season games. That's amazing. That's amazing. So going into this year, you know, it could be, and I'm probably sure it will be, Alex Bregman's last year with the Astros. And it's not because they don't want him. It's because we all know it is because. I say it all the time. He's going to want something this big. They're going to want to give him smaller. They're not going to agree on a contract. But so he knows. So I guess they asked Bregman if knowing that this is his last year, because a lot of people, you know, they call it a contract year. If they have a good year, then when they become a free agent, there's a lot of people, hey, this guy's really good. We'll give him some good money. But if he has a bad year, if he's injured all year, he doesn't get as much. They're not going to trust him as much. So contract year for Bregman. So he said, I'm approaching this season like I want to play the best year of my career and let everything fall where it falls. So he's saying, I'm going to do my best. And if I land with the Astros or I go somewhere else, that's what's going to happen. But I'm going to do the best that I can. That's what he's saying. All right. So anyway, if you're on the live stream on Facebook or X, you have seen this message scrolling on the bottom. And if you're watching on YouTube later, you'll be seeing it down there also. So for you audio only listeners, here's what it says on the bottom. Special guest on Monday. That's coming up, MLK Day. That is Saturday, Sunday, 3 days from now. Special guest on Monday, member of the Astros Hall of Fame, just recently inducted, legendary broadcaster, Mr. Bill Brown. He's going to come on and talk about his new book. Of course, I'm going to ask him about being inducted into the Astros Hall of Fame, but I'm pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about talking to Brownie once again. So anyway, short and sweet, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Astros Baseball, and we'll see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.